Numbers chapter 20. Verses 1 through 12. Numbers 20, verses 1 through 12. Yeah. Same old, same old. Same thing we say about the pocket. It's boring. It's just the same thing. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Somebody get me out of the pocket, Lord. It's too boring. But the musicians will tell you the hardest place to play is in the pocket. Is that right? You can roll all around the set. Hit all the toms and cymbals and hi-hat, but to just stay in that pocket. Yeah, let it simmer, Pastor said, and sit in it. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. It sure would be nice to hear a roll every now and then. And God says, stay in the pocket, stay in the pocket. The power's in the pocket. That's why we shout for 20 minutes, because you get that one, two, three, four, and it's in your soul. Lord have mercy. Numbers chapter 20. The Lord said, do something different. I promise we're going to look at this scripture from 1 to 12. But I'm going to tell you what it says, and then we'll go through it. Amen? Amen? The children of Israel are at the end of their 40 years. They've been in the pocket for about 38 years. One, two, 38 years in the pocket. One, two, three, four, And then the same old issue comes up, and they have made a full circle. They're back in Kadesh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Made a full circle. Yeah. And the same issue comes up. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink. One, two, three, four. One, two. And they did the same old thing. They chose. They got upset with Moses and Aaron. Said, why'd you bring us out here to die? Now, mind you, these are the new generation. So in the 21st century, Sister Giles, I hear you. One, two, nah. I'd rather take a selfie. Yeah. One, two, three, four. Pocket. Pocket, pocket. Same old stuff. And God tells Moses how to resolve it, but something goes wrong. So let's pray right here. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you've given us music to even understand your heart. We thank you and we praise you. We will give you all honor, praise, and glory in this word. Thank you for pastor. Thank you for assistant pastor. Thank you for these great musicians and singers. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Now do as thou hast said, and we will be satisfied. Let all the people say, one, two, three, four. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's such a steady walk, this Christian journey. One, two, three, four. Always the same old. Same old. Come to church. Hear the word. Come to Bible study. Choir rehearsal. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. I need some excitement in my life. Two, three, four, one. And so then we don't necessarily always like the pocket, but I hope that the Holy Ghost will convince you in the word today that where the power is, where the joy is, where the happiness is, Where the rest is, where the peace is, it's in the pocket. You got to stay in the pocket. Musicians like to solo, and so do Christians. We like to solo. And you may be wondering, well, how do you know about the pocket? Well, let me tell you a short story. About 5 years ago, now listen to this, because this is a good setup. I took my friend, and I went to Boston, 2, 3, 4, and I took her to Boston because my job was ending at MCDI, and I needed a new job. So I decided, 2, 3, 4, that I was going to get into school administration, 3, 4, and God is just sitting there in the pocket watching this whole ordeal. And I had gone through all of the process that they told me to go through to get to Boston. And I passed all of their hurdles. So all this time, I'm thinking I'm in the pocket. Ooh, look at God. One, two, three, thinking I'm in the pocket. So we get to Boston, and it was the last hurdle that I had to jump over to become a school administrator, assistant principal, principal. Got all the skills, Got the degrees, look at those degrees on the wall. All that I need to become a school administrator, and God is over there in the pocket. Okay, so we get up there, and I don't know if Minister remembers this, I get in there, had done well up to that point. That was the worst panel interview I've ever had in my life. Crash cymbal, toms, boom, 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 boom. But I'm still trying to maintain the pocket. Okay, I don't know what God is doing, but that didn't go too well. And so that's how we do. We'll say, okay, God, I hear you. But in my spirit, I didn't agree. Say, wait a minute, I'm qualified. I have the ability. And so this is the natural progression. It's the next step in my career. So surely, this is the Lord's will. Boom, 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 crash. And all in the background, God is pocket. So for the last 2.5 years, I've been out of pocket. How did that happen? I didn't agree that I shouldn't be an administrator, so I went to be one. Somebody's free already. Went to be an administrator out of pocket. And at the end of this, I'll tell you what God did. Because thank God, we're not under the law. Because if we were, I'd never see another job. Watch this. Watch this. So the children of Israel in verse number 1 in chapter 20, they have made full circle in about between 38 and 40 years now. They should have been on a 40-day journey, we know, but they were on a 40-year journey. They end up in Kadesh, and the first thing that happens is Miriam died. If you know Miriam, Miriam was Moses' sister. She had taken care of him from a young maid, and then they lost contact when Moses went out to be trained for deliverance. And then he came back and got his sister, and they had been marching and marching and marching 1, 2, 3, 4 for 38 to 40 years together. They get there and she dies. It's nothing like death to take you out of pocket. How many of you, when you've lost somebody, see, when you locked in with God, and everything is good, 2, 3, 4. Your prayer life is good, and your praise is good, and your ministry's good and work is good, home is good, everything is in sync with God, and then somebody you love passes away. And you don't hear that rhythm anymore. Anybody been there? That rhythm stops or slows, and you can't quite make out God's voice right now. You just hanging on. Anybody been there? Yeah. I remember when my father passed away, I would just wake up in the morning and just get through the day and try to half pray and try to bless somebody, but I was out of pocket. Anybody been there? So they get here, they've been marching for 40 years, they're frustrated, even though their clothes haven't worn out and they've always had something to eat and something to drink, it's still the wilderness, it's still a journey, and so is your Christian walk. And there are going to be times in your Christian walk when you get out of pocket. Death is one of those times that'll draw you out. They buried her, and then in verse 2 it says, there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves against Moses and against Aaron. This has happened before. Even though this is a new generation, they're repeating the parents' problems. Those of you who are parents, I don't care if your children are babies or grown. As you go, they go. Even if they're grown, they're still watching you. That's why it's so important to stay in the pocket. They can't see you falling out with God every time something doesn't go right. They can't see you in the pocket in church or looking like you in the pocket. And then when you get home, out of pocket. Your own rhythm, your own beat. And mind you, check it out. When the musicians are locked in and playing well, they draw everybody in. Well, when you're out of pocket and being crazy, you're drawing people in too. They get out there and there's no water. And look at the next few verses. Doesn't this sound familiar? And the people chode or argued with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before. Really? Why didn't you take me when you took my mama? Really? Why didn't you take me when you took my husband? We say crazy stuff. When my son went to jail, I just don't know, Lord. Really? And they argued. You should have let us die. In verse 4, and why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness? Wait a minute. This has been 40 years, y'all. Are we still talking about this? That we and our cattle should die there. How many of you have some old stuff you keep bringing up? You keep rehearsing it. It's over. It's done. You've been laid off that job 15 years ago. They did me wrong. I ain't never been able to get. Really? You've been paid off that college loan. Go back to school and quit complaining. Okay. Lord have mercy. They're still talking about it. And look at verse 5. He said, and wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us unto this evil place? Now, wait a minute. You haven't worked for 40 years, but you've been eating, sleeping, dressing, rejoicing, putting up temples, worshiping. And you said this is an evil place? Watch what you say. Now, I'm talking about me. I'm out of pocket out at Westover. And this is an evil place? Really? You went out there. And I'm going to show you God. This, look, watch God. Watch God. This is an evil place, but he's been keeping you. All right. It is no place of seed, really, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. In other words, you're not giving me what I want. You're not giving me what I want. I have enough, but it's not my enough. Some of us sit here right now with a complaint on your lips. That's not valid. You're out of pocket. God is over here waiting. And when you come in here, there's plenty. Lord, okay. This is my own testimony. I tell you what, I'm going to shout today for me. Oh, by the way, I walked out of Westover on Friday. Yeah. About that. So I'm going to shout today. And I'm going to show you what plenty looks like. Watch. Look at God. Look at God. And in verse 6, it says, and Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Here's a good thing. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. At least they knew to pray. If you ever want to get back in the pocket, pray. If you ever want to get back in the pocket, worship. Get with God. Talk to him. Stop talking to me and stop talking to everybody else and talk to God. Talk to him because he has the answer. Let me show you. In verse 7, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses. When you get with God, he will speak. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times you say, well, I can't hear from God. Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, you're out of pocket. Number two, he's not saying what you want to hear. And number three, you got so many other voices in your ear, you can't distinguish his from the others. Oh, I know I'm in your driveway right now. Some of y'all tell everything to everybody. I got one to two people, and really it's one, that I'm going to tell stuff to. And I'm going to talk to God about it. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And look at it. Jesus spoke back in verse 7. The Lord spoke back. Now, this is the important verse here. He tells Moses and Aaron, take the rod. Take it. Now, remember what the rod has done in the past. The rod, Moses threw it down. It turned into a serpent. He picked it back up. It was a rod again. Moses took it and stretched it out over the sea, and it parted. Moses struck the rock in the past, and it brought forth water. So this rod is your skills, your abilities, your degrees, and all of the things that you have at your disposal that have worked for you in the past. Oh, my goodness. I promise I'm just going to preach to me today. All this stuff you got, and it has worked for you in the past, and it will continue to do something, but look at God. He didn't say do anything with it. He said take it, because you never know when you need it. But this time, I just want you to hold it. Because you know what it represents? My strength, my anointing, my power, my ability, not yours. He said, take the rod, get the people together, you and your brother, and speak ye unto the rock in front of them. They need to see you. And I like the way one commentator put it. He said, he believes what they were saying, what God was saying was, show them that even a rock will obey me when I talk to it. You won't, but the rock will. I love that. When I read that, I said, you on point, brother. You on point. I like that. I'm going to go back to that commentator again. I like it. It says, speak to it in front of them. And the water will come out of the rock. Now, I'm paraphrasing. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. In other words, as I've always provided, I'm going to continue to provide. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. He said, Moses took the rod. Okay, he's on the right track. All right, we in the pocket. We good. Isn't it great when you get back in sync with God? You know you've been a little out of sync and your mind's been troubled and you haven't been able to make any decisions because you're not sure if God is saying go this way or that way. But then when you get on the same page with him and that 1, 2, 3, 4, and people see you grinning all the time and you're happy and you watch my health get better. That's what I'm waiting on. And just watch. And you just start to be in the presence of the Lord as you should be. So he takes the rod as he should have, and he's in sync. 1, 2, 3, 4. A good start in verse 9. And verse 10, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. 2, 3, 4. He did exactly what God told him to. Isn't that great when you obey God and you know you obeying him and he's blessing you and people can see him blessing you because you're in the will of the Lord? What a blessing. And 1, 2, in the pocket. Stay there. And he spake unto the rock like God told him in verse 10. You sure? He said unto the people. He didn't tell him to talk to nobody. Out of pocket. Out of pocket. And he not only said something to him, he called them names and stuff. He said, you rebels. I imagine he went on. We just got a snippet. I said, you rebels, I've been walking around this wilderness for 40 years with y'all, and y'all still complaining, you such and such and thuses. Do we actually have to fetch water out of this rock for you again? Are you serious? He's so far out of pocket that God almost lost his mind. Watch this. Verse 11, not only did he not speak to the rock, so now the people don't have the witness that a hard thing can obey. He hid it. Why? Because he had hid it before. Be careful. Don't ever think that you know God. And that just because he did something one way in the past, that he's going to do the same thing again. He says, I don't do a new thing, but you better listen for my thing. Last time he said, hit it. This time he said, speak to it. Just hold the rod. Let them see my glory. But all you have to do is speak. Easier than hitting. Lord have mercy. In the pocket is always easier once you get in it and stay there. You ever hear those musicians? Not only can they not play in the pocket, they can't keep the beat, but then they have the nerve to try to solo. And that's some of us. You haven't even started walking with God right yet. And now you want to do a Christian solo. You want to start ministering to people and adding things to your life that you can't handle. You want a relationship with a man, but you ain't got one with God yet. You want a woman and a wife, but you still struggling trying to get to know who your father is. Out of pocket. Get in the pocket. Remember I told you that's the hardest thing? It's the hardest thing for us in the beginning too. But once you get used to it, I promise you, once you learn what the pocket was, it was easier the more and more you played in the pocket. He's going like this. It was easier to get in the pocket and stay in the pocket. So for you to be really prosperous as Christians, you got to get in the pocket and stay in the pocket. Look at somebody and say, stay in the pocket. It's so important to do that because now Moses is out of pocket. And look at the mercy of God. Moses, in verse 11, lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he hit the rock twice, y'all. Not just once, twice. But look at God's mercy. The water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. God said, just because you're personally out of pocket, I'm not going to make everybody suffer. Witness, 2.5 years out at that place, and that department prospered. Not because I was doing what God told me. I was out of pocket. But because while I was, he had mercy. And he said, I'm going to still use your skills. I'm still going to bless people. I can say this because I didn't do it. Minister knows the first thing I prayed when I got in there, because this is a government agency, I said, let the numbers reflect my work. Because all they look at is numbers. And there's 125 Job Corps centers in the country. We were number 122 when I got there. When I left, and I'm not saying it was all me, but you better see Jesus. We were in the top half in the country. Hold on. Watch God. And I was responsible for education. The reading and the math scores were in the top 10 in the country. Quit playing with God. Don't play with God. And it was all him because I asked God. And I asked my sister to agree with me that the numbers would reflect what God was doing. So look at him. He said, even though you struck the rock, all out of pocket, all out of pocket, I'm going to bless folks anyway. Stay in the pocket. Because watch this, though. Even though other people were blessed, and I'm sure he got a little drinky drink, too. So he wasn't thirsty. But look at this, though. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron. He pulled them to side. Said, come here. Yeah, I did that. But you come here for a second. Because you're out of pocket. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're not going to the promised land. You blew it. Now, we talk about being under the law. God didn't play. Because if he told them not to do something, he meant what he said. And so he told them, he said, you're not going. Joshua and Caleb, they're going. Everybody else except these new babies, you're not going. All of that labor, he said, and you're not going to benefit. That's under the law. But let me tell you something about grace. Run over to Romans chapter 5. Stay in the pocket. But when you get out of pocket, remember this. Romans chapter 5, catch me, says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, whether in the pocket or out, we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. The last 2.5 years, other people were blessed. My health suffered. The ministries I'm responsible for suffered. I couldn't come out to rehearse. Sometimes I couldn't come to service. Because I was out of pocket. I could do the job, but I wasn't supposed to do the job. But look at this. We glory in tribulations also in verse 3, knowing that tribulation, he works your patience. And that patience will make you experienced. You won't catch me out of pocket again. Not in my career. That's not going to happen. And experience, though, makes you hopeful. Because your experience will be that God's still going to bless you. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So while Moses was cut off, when we get out of pocket, we're not cut off. We're just called back in. Let me tell you, here's the end of my story. So I go and take these teaching credentials because God told me in 1994 I was a teacher. Duh. And I went, watch this, I went to interview because I love the population that I work with. I want the toughest, hardest kids you got. Give me the gangbangers. Give me the ones who don't have any parents at home. Give me the ones in DYS. That's the ones I want. And that's what I worked with out there. So I went to alternative school. I said, I want those kids. High school, English teacher. I went and interviewed. It was anointed all the way through. Because I didn't even feel good. Legs was hurting. I was sitting in an interview in pain. And the Holy Ghost was just speaking. Boom, boom, boom. This is grace. I get through the interview. Now watch this, because I'm slow. So God has to talk plainly to me. So they said, we're going to tell them that we want to hire you. I said, okay, great. So I had went to one alternative school to interview. The principal calls me and said, that's not the school you're going to. Guess what school I'm going to? The one I turned down to go to Westover. The one I wanted in the first place. That's grace. That's grace. See, somebody didn't catch their own blessing. You didn't catch your blessing. Catch your blessing right there. I wanted that school, and I was betwixt and between when I had the offers on the table 2.5 years ago. And I went on and took the one that made sense to me, out of pocket. But God said, I was still over here in the pocket. I was just making sure that there was a spot for you when you got through acting a fool in 2.5 years. So come on back to the, Lord have mercy, come on to the place I had for you in the first place. You know how it works, summer's off, 2 months in the summer, a couple of weeks during the school year. The kids get out at 2:20, I'm out by 3, quit playing with God. And I declare for more pay than I declare for more pay than I was getting out there. You hear what I said? I declare it. They haven't told me what my salary is yet. They said I had to submit a whole bunch of paperwork from different places I've taught so that they can see if I have experience. Really? Watch God. I declare. Why? Because if he's gracious enough not to cut you off, he's gracious enough to abundantly bless you. But you got to stay in the pocket. Look at Jesus. When it was time for him to go to the cross, Jesus was in the pocket. He was up there at the meal with them, and he told them, he said, look, I got to go to the cross. 2, 3, 4. I'm locked in with God. I'm on the same page with God. I got my assignment. I know what I'm supposed to do. I got to stay in the pocket. But the Bible says when he went into the garden, he tried to step out of the pocket. He got to the garden and he got down on his knees and said, come on, can I get out of the pocket? I don't like the pocket. It's just too much. It's too hard in the pocket. Come on, saints of God. And God didn't say a word, because guess what? In them 2.5 years I was out there, he didn't say nothing. He said, okay, you got that. Go ahead. And he was over there in the pocket waiting. And so when Jesus got up, he said, I guess I got to stay in the pocket with God. And the Bible says he hooked up with God. And he walked up that hill. And he laid down on that cross, because in the pocket there's grace. In the pocket there's peace. In the pocket there's joy. Unspeakable joy. And even though he was in pain, and even though he knew he had to lay down his life, he also did it for the hope of glory that was set before him. In the name of Jesus, he stayed in the pocket. And the Bible says not only did he stay there, but he died there. Not only did he die there, but he was buried there. Not only was he buried there, but he got up with all power in his hands. That's what God will do when you stay. It's hard in there. You got to link up with God. You got to get on his wavelength. But I promise if you'll stay in the pocket with God, he will bless you abundantly above all that you could ask or think. He'll send you. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you where to be in the name of Jesus. Quit trying to be what you think you ought to be. And I'm not just talking about a career. Anything in your life. Quit trying to make up a role for yourself. Whether it's a career or whether it's a personal issue, whether it's a relationship, you trying to fix up your own righteousness. Out of pocket. Out of rhythm with God. Out of step. You can't hear his voice. You got to guess what he wants. Listen, been there. Guess. I was out there at Westover, I'm telling you. And my supervisor's job is coming up. And everybody was like, that's your job. That's your job. That's your job. A lot of money. That's your job. And for a minute, I entertained it. But then I realized something. That ain't God. If I gotta hurt to do it, if I gotta suffer to do it, if I gotta feel bad, I gotta smile when I get here and go home and be like, woe is me. If I look in the mirror and don't see Mary anymore, because I'm so far into what I want to do and what I want to be. That's not God. Stay in the pocket. That rhythm, that place of safety is what it is. And so I said all that to say that God has a plan for every one of your lives. Detailed out until you leave here. And if you'll stay in the pocket. Now listen, don't get this twisted. Some of y'all are going high in your careers. You're going to the top CEO and things. That's your testimony. But some of us are we're not doing what God called us to do. But I'm a witness that when you start, watch God. Watch God. He's going to exceed your expectations. Now, don't get something else twisted either. I still got a rod. I'm going to be sitting in my classroom with my 6 bad students. And I'm going to give them everything I got. But that rod is there. And I don't know what God is going to do with it. But when he tells me to use it, I got it. But don't think you got to use everything you got right now. That's not what he said. He didn't send you to school for nothing. He didn't send you into different places for nothing. He didn't send me to Westover for nothing. It was all for a reason. But let him decide when, where, how much, how high, how low. Listen, I'm going to try to be the best teacher I can be in there. For them little kid bad. Yeah. I love them. I love them. I love telling them that Jesus loves them. I get to them with the love of Christ, and I can't wait. Amen. Stay in the pocket. Yes. Stay in the pocket with God. Yes. Every time you hear a song in this church, think about that pocket. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a place of rest, and it's a groove. That's why you like that quartet music. They'll wait 12 minutes at the end of the song.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun,
dun. 12 minutes, same beat, same tune, over and over again. But that's the pocket. That's where people get blessed. Repetition. I need to hear this over and over again. That's why we read the word. We got to hear it over and over again. That's why we come to church. We got to be preached to over and over again. That's the pocket.